The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's too early to get all that wrapped up in it, but still enjoy it. Enjoy it. We're walking a line here. But the Browns coming off the bye, and I just realized, I was thinking about this game and starting to plan for this game.
Yeah.
How this is a game you cannot lose for a multitude of reasons. None more so than Darren Rizzi, who used to be the special teams coach. Now he's the interim head coach in New Orleans. He was talking about his first week as Saints head coach and how it started off. And here's the coach that once you hear this, you're going to know why you can't lose to this Saints team this weekend.
You guys know me. I'm a pretty open guy. So this is how my day started. I get down here to the stadium, I get down here to Superdome. I go in the head coach's locker room, which, you know, I've never used before, right? So here I am early in the morning. I go to the bathroom, and this is how my day started. I clogged the toilet. And I'm like, this is going to be a crappy day, pun intended. I'm like, okay, this is not really a great start to the day. Here we go. And so, I'm not really feeling like a head coach of an NFL team right now. So I'm like, really? This is really how we're going to start my day? So,
bro, you can't lose to this guy, bro. You can't. One, he sounds like a King of the Hill character.
Oh, no, he sounds like one of those football lifers that have just been yelling at kids for so many years and they just don't have a voice anymore.
Yeah.
Get him some throat coat. My goodness.
I mean, you can't lose to that guy.
By the way, headline in New Orleans today.
Yeah.
Nobody beats the Riz.
That's pretty good.
Saints top Falcons 2017, snapping seven game skid.
That is
nobody
pretty darn good.
Nobody beats the Riz.
You can't. Okay, so one, you asked this question in the pre-show. I think it's very important. Did he take care of it or did he have somebody else take care of it? I'm going to say you're a head coach. You don't plunge your own work.
I mean, think about that. Think about that scenario, though. Like, you're getting ready to go ahead. You're going to coach. It's a big deal. Like, this is arguably the biggest moment of his life.
Yep.
And clog up the toilet. Like, you can't just leave that. Everyone knows that it's you.
Well, I mean, you can because it's in your locker room. You just deal with it later.
That doesn't make it right.
I mean,
no part of that makes
it
right.
He was the special teams coach and assistant head coach. He had never used that locker room before.
This is precious minutes, though, that he could be doing something else. And he needs to be doing something else. But, like, what does he do? I have no idea what you do in that spot. I would never walk away, by the way.
You have to.
Doesn't matter what role I'm in. I could not possibly walk away.
Yeah, you know, you're the head coach now. You got to give the QC guy, the quality control guy.
I'm going to put it at his feet?
You got somebody's feet.
That's my own stuff, though.
Yep. That's so?
Oh, that's not worth any QC's pay grade. That's not worth anyone's pay. I mean,
they do more demeaning things than unclog a toilet.
Whew.
I mean, those guys will go get you coffee. Like, think about
there's a difference between coffee and unclogging a toilet.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you. I think clogging and unclogging a toilet, excuse me. I mean, that's like a plumber's job. That's a real man's job.
I might outsource it to an actual plumber. Could I do that on the spot? And I'm like, yeah, somebody that like, actually has experience. Now you can find those guys on those apps that you outsource work for.
That's so much
you can
work.
You can find somebody for that.
Can't you just call maintenance? They have plumbers on staff. I mean, they have like maintenance guys.
But then there's the embarrassment that comes with that as well.
I just went to the bathroom so manly. This toilet could not handle it. I don't think.
That's the spin. Yeah. I did it so manly.
You've been around football guys. Like that. This guy's clearly.
Could have seen when I did that toilet.
This guy's clearly not a world philosopher. All right. He's in his first press conference post a win. He's like, hey, guys, I clogged up the toilet. Now I'm a head coach.
He's enough of a goober to go in the press conference and make jokes about it. Most people would hide that. Most people would hide that until the day they die.
I guarantee you this happens once a week to NFL head coach. They have no diets. Like, even now, like, they eat like crap. Sorry for the pun. Like, I guarantee you it happens all the time. And by the time you actually are a head coach, like Stefanski, he just calls a guy and then doesn't think about it ever again. That's the sign that you've been a head coach for a while. The guy who feels this is imposter
this
syndrome
very,
is what he's describing.
It feels very Jim Tom Sula, very Freddie Kitchens. Yep. It feels very much that guy. The guy that gets the job for either you're a one and done if you actually do get the job, or if you're just an interim, that's the only bit that you get it for.
And this is further evidence you can't lose this game. This is a fireable loss.
They did just win. They did just beat the Falcons.
Yeah, exactly. So they've got the first win out of the way. They've gotten that out of their system. They're not a good team. They're not a team that should beat you. On paper, somehow, you're still the more talented team.
Derek Carr just threw for 270, two touchdowns, passer rating in the 120s.
They've got the Roto-Rooter man as the head coach out there fishing Duke while trying to get a dub. And you're coming off the bye.
I can't wait to see how he follows it up. Those type of people, they have stories like these for days.
Is he going to clog everyone's
for
toilet
days.
Up?
He's going to do something. There'll be another story. I promise you, there'll be another story like this next week.
Is this the human equivalent to like when you see those As Seen on TV commercials where the guy's trying to like walk something out to his car? It's like a simple thing that any like non-idiot could do, and he trips over the wire and then falls on.
Yes.
And there's water all over him. Is he the human equivalent to that?
Some people are just the Three Stooges, okay? That's just their life existence,
that's
Nick.
That's why they're here, to make the rest of us feel smarter.
I think that might be this guy, the Rizzler.
Yeah, and you can't lose to the Rizzler. Coming off the bye with, I don't want to say hope. You don't have hope. But like, you just can't lose this game. Between that dude's a dope, between you're coming off the bye, and it's just like, this is the easiest game you have left on the schedule.
Valdez Scantling was everywhere.
Did we just drop a Valdez Scantling into
this?
He
was everywhere in that game. And when I was in every red zone that popped up on my screen on Sunday that was showing him, it was just him catching footballs.
You didn't click out of that? Because I would click out of the Saints red zone. That's how little that
game
mattered.
I don't have a choice. Scott Hansen just...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Takes me where I need to go.
Apparently
he
not.
He is my football Sherpa on Sundays.
He takes you to the Rizzler. He takes you to the Turlet. That's what he does.
He took me all through the witching hour where wins became losses and losses became wins.
But no, I mean, this is your most winnable game left on the schedule.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say because the Broncos look much tougher now. Steelers are tough. Yeah, this is it. This is your game.
If you don't win this one.
I don't know that you want to win this one, though.
Okay, there's that. Okay. Define the you. This is the royal we were talking about.
I think Browns fans in general. I mean, obviously, we heard what Stefanski had to say. Stefanski wants a win. He needs wins. Yeah. I think so. But I don't know that Browns fans... I think we're looking at this... Are we pragmatic about this?
Again, what's the we stuff, Kemosabe? Like, how... What is we
define? Me and
define?
You right now. Now, forget everyone else for a second. Me and you right now.
The best thing for the Browns is to lose every game on the rest of the schedule.
Yeah, so we
but
should be rooting on the Rizzler in many respects.
I'm not rooting for it. I can't root for a Browns loss. It sucks. When you're in that space for more than...
No, it does suck. Like, I'll agree. It does suck.
Like, it's so I'm in a world where I can objectively say, I know, best thing for this organization is to get as high as you can in the standings. Carolina won over the weekend over the Giants. That takes one team down a peg.
Another Patriots win we had this weekend, too.
Patriots. So some of those 2-7
teams. We just saw the Saints we were talking about now. Now they're at 3 wins. Like we're getting there.
We're starting to kind of whittle down the crowd
here. I saw today we'd be 4th in the draft order if we were selecting today.
So I can say that pragmatically. But as a fan, I can't acknowledge that losing is the best thing. And what surprised me is, because I kind of tongue-in-cheek put out, I know we're all thinking this on social media earlier, and Nick Wilson says, also on TikTok,
Nick Talk.
I had said, just so we're all clear here, the Browns are going to win this Sunday, right? And there were two responses. There was, I don't care. Even more disconcerting was they better not. And I'm like, oh.
But it's not like anybody can hold anyone's feet to flame if they don't. Because we are already at as low of a point as we got, and what did we all do?
You think it can't get lower from here? Lose the next 8 games.
I think the Andrew Berry press conference was already basically the end of season press conference. I don't know that we get much lower than what we've already had.
If we're
talking about
15.
Like in the floor, I don't know that it gets much worse than what we had with the expectations and everything attached. There's no more expectations, Nick.
Yeah.
You're looking at me like I'm drunk right now. I promise you.
Because you just said.
There's no more expectations. Now the objective should be finish out the season, evaluate. The wins and losses become secondary.
They will have lost 9 straight games if they don't win again.
Yeah.
Everyone is getting fired. If that, we can say, everybody right now, oh, you fire Kevin Stefanski, that's ridiculous. Wait till they lose the next 8 games.
Yeah, I just think a lot of people, and again, we're calling out losing the next 8 games, but I think we've hit a low point that I don't know that you can go any lower. When you're already 6 feet under, how do you put somebody 7 feet under?
With one of those scoop shovels on the back of a, yeah. It can happen.
I mean, you're already buried. You're already dead. You're buried.
I mean, wasn't Jed Wills the step in that direction? Whether it was a miscommunication or not, Jed Wills saying, I made a business decision that was best for me and not for the team, at least according to the coaches. The coaches thought the best thing was for me to play. That proves to you there is a... And by the way, the fan reaction to it is proof that fans can say they're ambivalent to this whole thing. No, there's fire in the belly right now. And so this is... But I think we're kind of at an interesting point here where this is the problem that you have. There's no way Kevin Stefanski doesn't lose the locker room if they go 2-15, if they never win another game.
But at that point, that might be best
for the organization.
Well, yeah, at that point, then it's, okay, you lost the locker room, but you're fired. Okay. You know, Stefanski's got things to coach for. He's got things to play for. But from a fan perspective, from myself, my expectations were so high, Nick, at this point, it's already done. The season is, as far as my expectations and getting me to go back up high or doing anything in between, it's wrapped. It's finished. That's it.
Is this all a response to beating Baltimore and getting too high off the Baltimore win?
Maybe. I got very high off the Baltimore win.
Because I disagree with you.
And then we responded appropriately afterwards. We got duped for 1 week.
I disagree.
And that's what that was.
I disagreed with you that there won't be a point with a Cavs streak that you're going to come around. And by the way, you can listen to that 320 on the all-free Odyssey app. I don't know why I said all-free. It's the free Odyssey app.
It is all-free.
Everything on that
it is 100%
is free. So just to be fair.
Yeah.
To be fair. But I don't think you're fibbing now. I think you're right.
I don't fib.
But, okay, Abe Lincoln. But, no, I mean, I just think you're wrong. I think there are levels to this. And Miles playing and getting hurt from here, specifically that Achilles injury, that's the next worst part of this. Any of your core, if you're not playing for anything, you playing them and them getting hurt to save Kevin's job or to keep the locker room or whatever it is, that's worse from here. Winning a game that you have no business in winning that kicks you out of the number one pick, if it's like if you've gone through 7 straight losses and then you randomly beat Miami, that will be worse than here. Or getting to a point where you have to fire Kevin in season. There are worse things from here.
I think we've already hit the worst. I think now everything else is either flatlined. Like there's no worse for me. It's been a disaster upon disasters. I just don't. Again, 6 feet under. How are you going to put me 7 feet under at this point?
By the way, Red's saying they're winning out on Twitter.
Well, that's very optimistic.
Maybe he confused winning and losing.
Well, in some people's minds, them losing out is them winning out.
It's true. Coltrane saying Stefanski has been told to lose, basically.
That's the other side of this. And by the way, Stefanski would not... He's not going to take a directive like that, I wouldn't imagine. But I do think a lot of fans are going to think that way. If they start losing, and they start losing games even close, I do think fans are going to wonder if maybe the call came from up top and Stefanski's trying to finish out orders, which sounds ridiculous. It's not how NFL teams operate.
The only reason that it wouldn't sound ridiculous is if you're one of the people that thinks Kevin has no power. Because then it's not his choice because he has no power.
Right, and then he's just this puppet that we've all kind of, for some reason, everyone outside of me and you just believe that he is.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is not what we say when he wins. When he wins, he's the two-time coach of the year.
Yeah. When he loses, some respect on his name.
When he loses, he's just a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
None of this is his fault. But everything's he gets credit for. 216-474-0092. Are you going to be mad if the Browns win on Sunday? We had some calls to follow up on this one, but I was surprised when I kind of tongue-in-cheek posted something on social media, and it was vitriolic towards the Browns or completely apathetic for the Browns. More on that next on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.